Good evening. James McCanny here with my Science Hour. Some technical difficulties today. Sometimes I think there's somebody that out there that might not be want me to be presenting this show to you. Doggone. Anyway, a quick political note here. Now, I really don't get into politics. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. And but there's a guy that's starting to run for president. His name is Donald Trump. And I really don't like anybody that runs for president. The only thing, if anybody stepped up to the plate and said, we're going to dump our basically illegal national debt, that's the only reason I would back a candidate. Somebody who had really had the kahunas to do that. And so anyway, I'm sitting in the wings watching to see if Trump will come up and trump the national debt. That's the only reason I would back somebody. But there's a guy who really has been around business. I mean, look at the other candidates. Oh my goodness. Anyway, enough of that. I'm not going to talk about politics. Waste this show time for that. Anyway, on tonight's show, I'll be talking, of course, about carrot bars, that new gold investment process that I'm working on. And the more I learn about this, the more I like it, simply because it's very simple. And it's a way for people out there to, number one, invest in gold in small amounts that we can all afford. Number two, it's spendable. And number three, you can make money doing this. Very nice profits for selling gold to other people, helping them get an investment in gold. Plus, you don't have to buy and store anything like that. Gold is very simple. If people want it, they really want it. If they don't, you don't have to worry about it. Just a quick note on my sales page. I'm offering something. We'll see if this works. But if people want to get their products for free, I have a plan. Just order what you or figure out what you want to order, add up the total, including shipping. And then if you get five times that from people you know or whatever to contribute and make purchases, then you get yours for free, whatever it is. And you can mix and match. Anyway, the details for that are on my webpage, and as an introductory offer, I'm allowing five times. So if you can get a friend, say you wanted a water filter, and it costs so much, then if you got five times that from people that you know to purchase on the webpage, and it doesn't have to be water filters, it can be books or any other combination, then send all that in one order, and then basically you'll get yours for free. And it's just a way of thanking the people out there who are, you know, supporters, people who are regular listeners, who understand the value of what I'm selling on my webpage. Okay, well, anyway, I've got some science announcements. I'll try and squeeze those in at the end of the program. But I am really interested in this carrot bars business, if you want to call it that, because this is something as a being prepared, talking to people about, for example, I sell water filters. I don't sell flashlights. I don't sell emergency radios. I don't sell all kinds of emergency things, first of all, because you can get those other places. But the whole issue is that the one thing I do sell are water filters, because I think that everybody needs to have a personal gravity water filter. If it's got tubes or electricity that you go to hook up, then it's not for emergency. When I go traveling, which I do a lot, let me tell you, I travel quite a bit. This last year I had my Harrington expedition. I had my own clean water. I travel with my own water filter, and I don't trust water. I don't care if it's in a foreign country or a five-star hotel in downtown Manhattan. I bring my own water filter. So that's something I believe in. I believe in gold as a way of maintaining your valuable earnings through these times that we're going through. The dollar is building up and building up against foreign currencies. It varies, for example, against the euro, but against third world country currencies, the dollar is just going crazy, going up in value. But that tells me that there's going to be a Monday or a Friday when, wham, that baby's going to come crashing down. And right now, you can exchange those worthless pieces of paper for gold. And so, you know, here's the thing, and I started to talk about this last week. I've developed a formula. I call it the 33% formula. For every dollar you have in savings, this is liquid assets. I'm not talking about your car, your vehicle, or whatever. I'm talking about liquid assets. Then one third of that should be in precious metals. And there's a very good reason for this. The other two thirds should be in some kind of local currency that you have some kind of faith in. And at this point in the world, that is changing. I'm going to tell you why my rules are changing. But the reason I said that is because let's talk in terms of, say, the U.S. dollar. If the dollar goes up in value, typically gold will drop in value compared to the dollar. Okay, so why do you have that gold there? Well, in case the dollar drops, now if the dollar, say, dropped by a value of 50%, which it's doing all the time because of inflation, but just in terms of disregarding inflation, if the dollar dropped by 50% one day, or 10% or whatever, the gold is going to rise disproportionately. That's why I say a third. Because typically in the old world of gold investment, you could not spend that gold. You had to trade it back in for dollars, and then you could spend the dollars again. But that trading process costs you money each way. Carat bars are different because pretty soon I am going to be accepting carat bars for my products, etc., on my webpage. Many other people are also. And so that's the thing. Once you get carat bars, they're 1 gram denominations of gold, you can spend those. You can have a carat bar savings account. You can have a MasterCard, which is really a debit card. It's not a Visa card. It's not a credit card. So you're not required to have an application like with credit. And you can spend that in over 120 countries around the world. Any place Visa is taken. So it's very, very spendable, if you understand what I mean. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is because I had a listener write in and say, gee, Dr. McCanny, you know, I'm surprised you got caught in this Ponzi scheme. And so anyway, let me explain what is a Ponzi scheme and why carat bars is not a Ponzi scheme. A Ponzi scheme, it came from the original thing called a chain letter. When I was a kid, the people would do this. They'd write a letter and they'd say, send this letter to 10 people. And then those 10 people would send to 10 others and it would say, send $10 to the person that sent you this. And so anyway, the whole idea was that you could send, you know, out a 1,000 letters and if 10 people sent you $10, then you'd get $10,000. And then if those people sent out 10 letters or 100 letters or whatever, 1,000 letters to people they knew, then they would get back 10,000. And ultimately, this thing would break down. And the people at the very end would get burned, but having sent their money back. And $10 was not always the denomination. Many times it was 100. I've heard of people that actually were in one where it was $10,000. That is a Ponzi scheme. Now, let me tell you something else that is a Ponzi scheme. It's called the U.S. dollar. If you want to see a Ponzi scheme, open up your wallet, pull out a dollar bill. You'll see a Ponzi scheme. That's the biggest Ponzi scheme ever invented by man. So let's talk now about real gold, spendable gold. This the guy that put this together, his name is Harald Zeitz. He's from Stuttgart, Germany, is a genius. A guy is really on top of it. Now, there are other people who sell gold. But the unique thing about this gold is that it's spendable. And he has built a worldwide network of over 120 countries where it's available and spendable with the, like I say, the prepaid MasterCard. But in light of this idea of a Ponzi scheme, let me go through some characteristics of Ponzi schemes. The most money that's made, and now, you know, some people call this pyramid scheme or network marketing. Network marketing is the following. The products are sold by people, not at a storefront. And so there's been a bad name that's been derived from network marketing because people go out and sell a product that they believe in. I'll be talking about that in just a minute. But a Ponzi scheme is the following. Most of the money would be made by signing up people in a what you call a downline. So you sign up people, the people that you sign up other people, etc. And if the majority of money is made by introductory fees and buying products by the downline, then that is considered a Ponzi scheme. Carrot Bars is not about that. Second of all, in that process, if the people have to buy lots of product and buy lots of product every month for their own personal use, and then they store up inventory, and then they have to sell that inventory, once again, that's bordering on Ponzi scheme. Because the majority of money made is by the people who are trying to make money, but spend a lot of money out of their pocket to buy product and never really end up selling it. That is bordering on Ponzi scheme once again. So the end result, if you want to say something is not a Ponzi scheme, then it's something in which the end product purchased by end users is the goal. And that is the situation with Carrot Bars, is in that it is a gold investment strategy, let's put it that way. Because now people can just become customers, but if people sign up, they get a discount. In fact, you can get your gold for free because you are selling gold to other people. And so, and this is the way it works. I'll be talking a bit about that in a second. So in these respects, the Carrot Bars business is not, I repeat, it is not a Ponzi scheme. People that, like I say, have to buy a lot of product or store in inventory a lot of product is, I'll talk about that in a minute. There are some legitimate network marketing companies that depend on that, but the end result is you have to sell product to end users to make your money. Another aspect of a Ponzi scheme, if it's a get-rich-quick scheme in which you make immediately a lot of money, but then the long term you don't make much money because it's not about selling product, it's about everybody that initially signs up buying a bunch of products and then they sit there and don't buy anymore. And also the other characteristic of a Ponzi scheme is that only the people at the very top make a lot of money. And so these are all characteristics of what you call a Ponzi scheme. Like I say, the biggest Ponzi scheme on the planet is fiat money. So the whole point of Carrot Bars is it is going to replace fiat money. So at any rate, I wanted to talk about a couple businesses that I have been associated with myself in the past, some of them public, not quite so public, going back a few years. But let me first talk about a company called Nu Skin. I actually, back in, I think it was like in the 90s, kind of the early 90s, became associated with a company called Nu Skin. They actually got taken to the cleaners by the Justice Department because a lot of the profits were because of people having to buy a lot of product. And they made almost an equation that if a certain percentage of the product was due to just sales to downline distributors, so to speak, then it was considered to be a Ponzi scheme. But the other thing with Nu Skin is they had tremendous innovative products like exfoliants. Nobody in the cosmetic industry used exfoliants. Up to that point, the major manufacturers of cosmetics, many of which were network marketing, by the way, Avon, and I mean there's a bunch of these other ones where they depended on network marketing, didn't like it because Nu Skin was taking over the industry by storm. They had very innovative products, and their whole approach was that they had health products that helped your skin, and so your skin looked good. All of the other cosmetic companies up to that point, it was all about covering up your face and putting some kind of blanket over your face or your hands or your or whatever. It was not about health. It was about covering up. And so Nu Skin made some tremendous innovations, but the end result is they got slam dunked because they were just taking over the industry by storm. Within a short amount of time after the demise of Nu Skin in that lawsuit, which was conducted by the federal government, shortly thereafter, all of the other cosmetic companies had exfoliants, and they were trying to sell you on how good their product was for your skin, etc. Anyway, that was one example. And so they did border because of the definition on that percentage of buying a lot of products by the distributors, that, in fact, they got slam dunk before they ever really got rolling enough to sell products to the public. Let's talk about something called Young Living, also network marketing. It's something that I sold for a while, Young Living Essential Oils. Very good products. I was very pleased with them. Still like the Young Living product line, very good. But they changed their marketing plan to favor the people at the top. And when that happened, I just dropped out. I just said, I'm not doing this anymore. And I promoted those. I still think they're wonderful products. Very clean, very natural products, essential living, essential oils, etc. Oil extracts from plants and very good products like soap. But, okay, so that's another example, but network marketing, you know, where you didn't go to the store to buy Young Living products. You bought them from a distributor who lived down the block. So it's simply another way of marketing. It's a way of reaching the public, and anybody on the planet who knows anything about marketing knows that word of mouth. It's like my radio show. Word of mouth. You know, that's, I don't have banners up in New York, you know, downtown New York with billboards saying, listen to Jim McCanny. No. It's you telling another guy or a bunch of other people, and one or two of them decide to listen and become listeners. Or I had one guy, it was interesting. He was in his sailboat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, crossing the Atlantic, a solar crossing, and he was flipping through his shortwave stations on a Thursday evening, picked up my radio show, listened to it, and became an avid listener. So you never know where your listeners are going to come from. But most of my listeners are avid weekly listeners. And so at any rate, and by the way, if people are going, oh, I don't know if I want to listen to this talk about this spiel about Carrot Bar's gold investment. Well, let's talk about what I usually talk about, science issues. I don't think there's a bigger issue on this planet than replacing the central bankers. I don't think there is a bigger issue at all. In fact, if you could replace the central bank of Europe that controls the federal government, the Federal Reserve, the IRS taxation, everything else, the ball of wax that goes with it, the military-industrial complex, all the greedy people that keep this country buried in debt, if you don't understand what it's going to take to turn this world around, well, that's the core issue right there. So when we're talking about, let's talk about science. Who owns science? That's the European bankers. When I define tier one science as that science that you never see, well, doggone, who's paying for that? Who owns those scientists behind closed doors, behind walls that you never get to see? Who owns all of that? It's the European bankers, and they use that against you. So when I talk about Carrot Bars, it's going right for the jugular vein, just like my wing generator project that is going to replace centralized power companies. Solar is not going to do it. The stupid old three-blade wind generator sure isn't going to do it. So I'm looking at solving problems that affect your life daily. When I created the prime number, the solution to the prime numbers, I knew, because I had worked in encryption for half of my career, I knew that that was going to break the RSA encryption codes and break the back of secure computing. And when I released it, it was very immediately resolved that that was going to happen. But the NSA keeps pushing these encryption codes that don't work onto the public because they would have to retool if they admitted that those were broken, and the companies that sell this garbage encryption and firewall products to the public, they would have to admit it too. So at any rate, the carrot bars issue is central to your well-being. The ability for the public to own gold in small quantities and invest in small quantities on a regular basis and start converting your buying power into carrot bars, a spendable form of gold. You can spend fractions of a carrot bar. Right now, a carrot bar is worth about $35, I think, somewhere in that range, U.S. dollars. So at any rate, okay, let me talk about another company that's a network marketing company, Mary Kay Cosmetics. Now, I met Mary Kay myself a long time ago, and I know the investors in that company, the principal investors. Now, let me explain something. If anybody wants to talk about Ponzi schemes, Mary Kay Cosmetics is one of the most highly successful network marketing programs in the world. It started in the 1970s. And the original five investors, five women, Mary Kay and her family, and hired a chemist, and they all put in $5,000 each. And the chemist produced the first Mary Kay cosmetic product line. And they started selling it. They were out of Texas. And they started selling it, and it went like wildfire. Now, as I travel, I see Mary Kay cosmetic signs on cars. And if you want to see something amazing, go to a national Mary Kay cosmetic symposium or whatever they call it, like when they all get together, and you see about 2,000 pink Cadillacs out there. Hey, you're talking success. And these are women who just, everyday women, who picked up the Mary Kay line, went out and sold it, and earned a pink Cadillac. Yeah, a pink Cadillac. Which, by the way, you can do also with the carrot bars. You can get a nice Mercedes-Benz with the program. That's one of the type of cars you get. In fact, you can get a house in a villa paid for with the land if you have enough points in the carrot bars business. But at any rate, Mary Kay Cosmetics, anybody that wants to talk to me about Ponzi schemes, no. These are not Ponzi schemes. These are because they sold product to the end user. And they broke the, I mean, these are highly successful, wonderful products. The women buy them. And it's successful because they sell the product to the end user. And they sell a lot of it. Yeah, pink Cadillac for free because you sold enough of those cosmetics? You betcha. And there's a lot of happy women out there selling Mary Kay cosmetics. I'll talk about another one here, Shaklee and Amway. These network carpet companies started when I was a kid. And I remember people selling Amway around the neighborhood and like that. And my parents sold Shaklee. So I became aware of these as a kid. And they brought home this soap. And it looked like it was made out of vegetable oil. It was very clear. And, you know, I was like, oh, well, whatever. It doesn't look like soap to me. But you put that on your hands before you go work on your bike, or my dad when he worked on the car. And you just kind of rub a little film on your hand, and when you got all done working, you'd go put your hand under the faucet, and all the grease would come off your hands, like all the way down in, you know, those little around your fingernails and all of the places where that grit and grime would build up, you know. And the laundry soap came in a powder form, and this bag lasted like 2 years. You know, compared to what you buy in the store. And these people sold it and, you know, made money off of selling it. But there again, it was that end product. People bought it because it was a superior product. Okay, a superior product, network marketing, that is the name of the game. Now, let's fast forward up to the year 2009, actually close to 7 years ago, the Carrot Bars business formed. It wasn't registered as an international business until 2011, just about 4.5 years ago. And it was based on the concept that the average person should have a mechanism for purchasing precious metals, specifically gold, to be sold on by grams. And so a gram is a 1/32nd, a 32 parts of a troy ounce. And so your golden coin, basically the Cougarans and the U.S. American Eagle or the Canadian maple leaf are examples of golden coins. And in the past, when I had money, I'm not particularly wealthy now, which is fine. I don't care. But I bought gold and I bought silver, etc., and held it. And, you know, I often thought, you know, what am I going to do if the economy crashes? I mean, you got this gold. It, you know, it's really, you'd have to find somebody willing to take it. And really, unless you cashed it back in for dollars, it really wasn't very spendable. And that was one of the biggest problems. But the whole purpose of Carrot Bars was to develop an international community that accepted Carrot Bars in form of payment. And with the Visa card that you get, it is very spendable in over 120 countries. Like I say, I will be, and I know a lot of other people who will be taking Carrot Bars when it's becomes available in actually just a few months. But the whole idea here is that they chose network marketing as a mechanism for distribution. Now, people might be thinking, well, you know, I can't sell gold or whatever. I'll tell you a little secret. And it's not so much a secret. The people that I know that have traditionally sold gold, and I know quite a few people because in the radio industry, that's one of the primary locations where you see advertisements, where you see people selling gold and precious metals as a form of maintaining your wealth through hard times. All of those people that I'm aware of, all of them have signed up and are now distributors for Carrot Bars. Why? Because they realize this is the way of the future. Now, I'll just talk a few of the points here about Carrot Bars. And like I say, I apologize for turning my science show into a discussion of network marketing, etc. But I feel this is extremely important, and next week I'll get back to science issues. There's quite a few science issues going on today. But this, like I say, hits at the core of the problem that everybody has today. It's called inflation. If you look at the dollar, what it's done over the past 70 years, or really 90 years, let's say, since the Federal Reserve banking system was installed, we've had a number of world wars, and what happens when we have a world war or wars just in general? Inflation, and there, a friend of mine's dad used to say, when things got a little slow or the economy got a little slow, he'd say, "What we need is a good war," and that was the ideas that would bring up the economy. So, not that I agree with that, but that's the way a lot of people think. That's the method of creating an economy is to have war. Well, sure, there's a lot of movement of money, but it's, let's face it, it's debt money. That's a lot of debt being created. And so the end result is your kids pay the bill. At any rate, let me talk a little bit about the attributes of the concept of you owning gold on a small basis. Now, the whole point here is that people would be on some kind of a constant investment program, that every week, every 2 weeks or something like that, or once a month, whatever is convenient, you would make a small investment in gold. And so let me just talk about how the program works. And these numbers are staggering. here's the way the numbers have broken out. And now, with anything, the Carrot Bars has a seven-layer marketing program, where you call it the compensation program. But let's make it simple. Let's just take some simple examples, and here's one that I like myself because it's very simple. You sponsor two people the first month, and they buy a gram of gold, 2 grams of gold in the first month, and every month thereafter. They get on a savings program, and you want people who want to save gold, and also people that are interested in getting, basically making money in on top of selling gold and helping out friends that they have. I know people in planning and financial planning that are jumping all over this. Why? Because when they go out to sell investments, stocks or insurance investments or term life or whatever they're trying to sell the public, it's always like they have kind of an ill feeling in their stomach because they know that this stuff could bomb out any day of the week. And these clients of theirs would lose their money. And so anyway, this is another aspect of what you call a portfolio. It's not like you're going to invest all of your savings in Carrot Bars. No, it's an aspect of your portfolio. And let me divert just for a second here in what I call multiple streams of income, something that I have done for throughout my life. And it works like this. You don't have one specific form of income. And unfortunately, the American public have their job, they go to work, they come back, they get the paycheck. They're 100% totally dependent on that single strain of income. And so when that strain of income goes by the wayside, bam, out of business, nothing going on. It ain't good, because I've been there, but I've always picked up the pieces and done other things. But having multiple streams of income, when one is doing good, maybe the other ones aren't doing good. So I would say minimum, all of you should have multiple streams of income, especially young people. You know, I don't care what kind of job you have or what you're doing, you should have multiple streams of income. And so Carrot Bars is just one of those. It's not like it's your end goal. You're not going to make all your money in your life doing that. But if you do well at this, believe me, you're going to be hauling in some serious cash. So let me go back to this program. You or myself, let me take me as an example. I get two people to join underneath me. And believe me, I've already got a lot more people than two when I only started this last Thursday. Okay, they join, and you can either be just a person who buys and recommends other people, and you can get income that way, so you don't really even have to buy anything or invest money. But if you invest a little bit of money, you can get what they call a dual level. In other words, you're making money the same way as the person that doesn't invest any money, plus you get another 7 layers of commission. And so anyway, here's how it works. If you buy into the program, which I did, very happy to invest a little bit of money. If you sponsor two people the first month, and those people buy 2 grams of gold each per month, and that's about a $70 investment over the month, the 2 grams of gold for each of those people. They sign up 2 other people in the next month, and those people all buy 2 grams of gold. That's about $70 per person. And this starts, you think, well, gee, that's not much. So it starts out kind of slow. But by the third month, now you're going to have 8 people because everybody below you is gaining 2 people, additional people into this downline structure. And so now you have 8 people. Then you have 16. Then you have 32. If you invest just $300 to become a gold member, which is what I did, then you, in the third month, your income is about $1,400 with this process. By the time you get to the end of the year, I'm going to talk about exponential growth here, you would have around 2,000 people in your organization, and you would be making $190,000 a month. there was a story about a king, and I think this goes back to David, did a favor for the king, and the king said, you know, I'll give you anything you want. And he goes, okay, I want a grain of wheat on a chessboard. I want one grain of wheat on a chessboard on the first square. I want two grains of wheat on the second box. I want four grains of wheat on the third box. And I want to double it each time. And the king goes, well, you know, that's a handful of grain. No big deal. Okay, give him his wish. The king didn't realize the power of exponential growth. And when he got done filling up the last square on the chessboard, the David had more wheat than all the wheat in the entire country. This is the power of exponential growth. And so, by the way, talking about Ponzi schemes, the federal government in its loans to the European bankers, that's what the exponential growth is on the national debt. And so they use it against you to force this unbelievable debt. Every time they print a dollar, it's a debt note. That dollar goes into the debt column of the country. And how can you ever pay this debt back? Well, you can't. It's an insurmountable, and that's the whole concept of fiat money. That's why it was outlawed in the Old Testament. And so anyway, the whole concept is here. If you build a business based on exponential growth, and the people that you get into this business also understand this very simple principle, then within 12 months, by using simply that program, you would be making over $190,000 a month. And within that first year, you would have made $390,000. Yeah. That's at the gold level. If you go to a VIP level, which initially the investment is about $1,600, but your commissions are much higher, by the end of that 12 months, you would be making $519,000 per month. You would have $1 million would have gained over the period of that year with the same number of people, mind you, doing the same program. But here's the deal. At that point, you start to get a Mercedes-Benz. You start to get a shot at getting a private villa paid for. Now, this is not that difficult. These are not big, big numbers. And this is considering that you only started with two people and you didn't do anything else. If you start and you go out and get two people a month and then two people more the next month and two people more the next month, then your profits are going to multiply. This is an amazing program. And so even if you work this at a very minimal level after a year, after 2 years, etc., you're going to be doing quite well. And what you're doing is selling gold. The whole bottom line here is that people will be buying gold. And you start to understand that the numbers, the multiplicity, the exponential growth of this is the thing that makes this all happen. Now, there's one product that everybody uses probably every day, and water is one of them. That's why I always talk about clean water on my webpage, etc. I have my water filter line. I feel that is ultimately important because you can go a week without eating, but you cannot go a week without clean water to drink. You will be dead. So you can get food typically where you're at, but the thing about the gravity feed water filters is you can carry it with you. It weighs about 3 pounds, and it holds a couple gallons of water. Now, try carrying that 3 gallons of water around with you. Well, that's going to be a little bit tough because every gallon of water weighs, I think it's close to 7 pounds. And compare that, and now let's take a week's supply of water for your family. You're talking 100 gallons. Try carrying 100 gallons of water around with you. But if you carry that water filter with you, you will have 100 gallons of water, 200, 300 gallons per week that you need for your family, and it's clean water. So at any rate, there's some logic to what I'm doing. So the promotion of carrot bars is to replace that Ponzi scheme, worthless paper fiat thing that you call money with something real, and then you can build this up over time. And I would encourage people, now the example I gave was buying 2 grams per month, and that's, like I say, about $35 a gram. That's about $70. Not exactly what I'd call big investment, but it's something that I think, and I'm already seeing this, many people are putting a lot of money into gold investment. They might put $1,000 a month rather than putting it into a 401k. Let me tell you something. There was a time when I worked, and this was back in the 1980s. That's when I was working for the Telecommunications Corporation. I was still doing all my science work on the side. I always kept that up. But also for about 25 years of my career, I was a telecommunications engineer. Not only an engineer, I was the top of the line engineer in the company I was working for in the 80s, building IBM compatible telecommunications processors compatible with IBM mainframes, one of the most complex areas of computing ever in the history of man. We made our own microchips, microprocessors. We had our own code. We had our own instruction sets that we optimized for telecommunications. And I was one of the lead engineers in this company doing this performance analysis, etc. Okay. Well, the whole point is we produced an extremely high quality product. It was in demand around the world. We serviced Shell Oil and the big banks. All of the big banks had our products. And we only sold maybe 100 of these per year. But they were very expensive. Yeah, they worked. They had to do an extremely important job in the telecommunications industry. They were the backbone. If it weren't for these telecommunications computers called front-end processors, the IBM mainframe systems would not have been able to communicate one with the other. So we built networks. So it wasn't just a product. We built networks and maintained them for some of the largest corporations on the planet, including the U.S. government. And a lot of state governments, etc., had these. So at any rate, I know about engineering. I know about products. I know about selling. I know about, I was not in the marketing department there, but I was in the engineering department, and we had to have a product that was flawless, and keeping that up to date, keeping it running smoothly, and being right in the computer room of all of these major customers, customer satisfaction was a main issue. And anything that fed back, and we were constantly designing the next generation, etc. So let's come back to gold. The innovation that now you can own gold on a small level and put investment in there on a weekly basis, on a biweekly basis, etc. But another point I wanted to make about the working for that company is that one day they made us all go to a meeting. And it was the initiation of 401ks. And so anyway, and you're going to laugh when you hear this. The lady is up there and doggone, this is the best thing since sliced bread, and you can convert your income and the company will match your funds and all of this and you can save up. And the guys went back to their desk, and I remember some of my fellow engineers calculating by the time they retire, they're going to be millionaires with this 401k. I raised my hand and I said, ma'am, I said, this is an investment in the stock market. The stock market could lose value. There's no FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. There's no security for this. There's nothing that if the stock market crashes, all these people are going to lose their money. And her answer was, oh, that could never happen. This is the United States, good as gold. Hey, that could never happen. Sign up, everybody. Everybody signed up. And I put a little bit of money into that. And I thought, you know, I just don't want anything to do with this. So one day, I pulled all my money out. And they were like, well, doggone, you just don't have faith in the stock market. The next Monday, the stock market crashed. Everybody lost everything they had in the 401k, except for Jim McCanny, who pulled his money out. They all came to me and they said, how did you know to do that? It was like, you know, buddy, this was a Ponzi scheme because you could see it happening. The money that went into that 401k I calculated out it was exactly equal to the increased dividends that they were paying to the big stockholders. There was no magic pot of gold in the basement of this company where they kept your money. That's what everybody thought. No, this was a giant Ponzi scheme in which your 401k investment, and it's still like this, your 401k investment went through that company like, I don't know what. But anyway, and then that same month, it got paid out into dividends. And when the company invested their so-called matching money, what did they do? They created stock. By federal law, they could do this. They created their corporate stock out of thin air and gave it to you. They literally gave you nothing. They created it out of thin air, bolstered their own stock value in doing so, and got a tax write-off for all of that money. So why do you think that lady was in front of me trying to push that down everybody's throat? Because the corporation got a giant tax write-off, got to increase stock in the company all for free. It was a great deal called Reaganomics. You get something for nothing. But everybody eventually lost all their money in the 401ks. Well, except for one person. I didn't, because I took other things and I invested my money otherwise. But the point is, I wouldn't put all my eggs in one basket. If I were investing, if I were a financial planner, no matter who I was out there, I would be investing in carrot bars. It's much better investment, because if you own gold in gold coins or silver is a little more spendable. But go into a department store, go into the grocery store, and take your little bag of gold coins with you and try and buy something with it. Ain't nobody going to take it. But your carrot bars MasterCard, they will take. They'll look at it, and they'll put it right through their machine, and they'll charge your MasterCard, carrot bars MasterCard, where you have your credit stored, and you spend it. Voila. End of story. So at any rate, I'm going to get off my horse here and stop talking about carrot bars. But it's something I believe in, not only because it's a good method for people to save money, but it's a method for everybody to get off this fiat money system that we're dealing with today. So at any rate, the link's at the top of my webpage. Just go there. And it's like I say, if you want to talk about Ponzi schemes, hey, you go talk to Mary Kay and all of the people, those people, all those women out there with pink Cadillacs smiling all the way to the bank. If you want to talk about Ponzi schemes, Mary Kay is not a Ponzi scheme. It's called network marketing, completely legitimate business, and it works. Why don't people like it? Because you're not going to the department store. That's why they don't like it. Because you're not buying from the standard cosmetic companies that have paid a lot of money for advertising. Mary Kay doesn't advertise. She doesn't have billboards. You're not going to see a Mary Kay advertisement on the evening television. You know how she advertises? Those women that know other women that know other women that know other women. Very simple. Network marketing. And that's what the carrot bars process is. It's because you know people. And if you come up to a person and you say, hey, I've got this thing here, you know, take a look at it. And the guy goes, I don't like that. You know what? You stop talking to him right there and you go, okay, thanks. Because the next seven people you talk to are going to ask you how they can do it before you've gotten the first sentence out of your mouth. You don't have to sell gold. Everybody knows the value of gold. It's been the standard monetary base for the past 5,000 years and probably more. So it's not like you got to explain. Let me tell you this. If you got to explain this to somebody, they got a problem, not you. So, it's not something you have to sell. And there's only one product. It's not like you got 35 different essential oils and this one does this and this one you can only use topically and this one you take in tea, you know, but don't don't take this topical one and put it in your tea because it's poison if you take it internally. You know, you don't have to know all this stuff. Gold, it's one thing. It's gold. Just let me mention one other thing. There are many innovative ways that people can buy this. For gift cards is one. This is one of the ones I like the best. A company wants to do a promotion. Companies are doing this all the time. They're giving away pens. They're giving away, you know, a baseball cap or whatever with their logo on it. You can print the company logo or whatever you want, your favorite picture, a birthday card or something on the front. But you can put a corporate logo on there and then sell the carat bar. Now, the carat bar, the actual gram of gold, is literally there. It could be in a coin format. It could be in a, like, credit card format. The actual piece of gold is in there, and it's sealed in hermetically into the card, and it's covered with a hologram so nobody can mess with it. And so, at any rate, that's one form to maintain your carat bars, is you actually hold the gold in your hand. You can have it in the carat bar's vault, in which you can exchange it for a carat bar at any time you want. Plus, there's going to be kiosks. They're being built right now in the state of Colorado. And there's going to be about, by Christmas time, there'll be about 3,000 of them around the United States. And so you can go and exchange your carat bars or whatever you want at that point. But the other point is that you can spend these. I mean, it's an amazing system. So at any rate, I should just mention one issue, that if your group sells just 200 euros in a month, you get a free gram of gold. If you sell $4,000 in a month, which isn't hard to do, you get 4 grams of gold free. They just deposit it in your account for you. So there's many bonuses, let's put it that way. So once you get this system rolling, your team does the work for you. And so the marketing system, the compensation system, is rather complicated. And even though I'm a good mathematician, it's rather hard to understand because it's a moving target. As you grow, all of the bonuses kick in up to a higher level. So it's hard to calculate. So what I like to do is just give an example, like the 2x2x2 example, and then just give people the results, and then don't worry about it. Just go out there. And the other thing that I tell people, don't try and understand a lot about this. It's not a complex product. You just simply go out there and present this to other people. The people that are going to take this and run with it, they're going to run with it so fast, you're not going to be able to stop them. You want those people under you. And so it's simple. There's one product. It's easy to understand. You don't have to stock it. You don't have inventory that you have to keep for other people. The company sends their purchases directly to them, and it's very easy to sign up. You sign up. You follow the link from my webpage, sign up, and then to become an affiliate, in other words, associated with this, you need what they call a KYC, Know Your Customer. And this happens if you open up a bank account or go for a credit card or anything else, PayPal account. They need to know who you are. So you send them a photocopy of your, say, your driver's license or passport or whatever, picture ID. And the other document is a paper bill that you've gotten addressed to your address with your name and address on it. And they want to see that because that's where they're going to be sending the gold. They want to verify that you're a real person. Very simple to set up. And then what I recommend is join at some level. The bronze level is like $100. Just nothing to get into. I think the silver level is like 300, the gold level is like 600, and then the VIP level is like 1600. But here's what I've also understood, that say you buy the bronze level, okay, within about 2 to 3 weeks, that's going to pay for itself. But if you bought the VIP level at $1,600, in about 3 to 5 weeks, that's going to pay for itself because you're getting much higher commissions. And then from then on, you're going to be making much higher commissions. So my recommendation is to sign in at the highest level that you're comfortable. And so in that respect, this is, if you join this, please don't join it for the short term. So don't be somebody that's going to have buyer's remorse after 2 weeks. Get into this and be on a long-term investor in both time and in terms of investment, in terms of purchasing gold for yourself. This is something you want, you believe in. And I'll tell you something. When I first started selling my books, I remember it was kind of funny because I sold books wholesale at that time. I don't sell wholesale anymore. But I would sell a box of books of 100 to some other retailer. But in terms of my own website, I'd sell a book. You know, I'd go to the mailbox. There'd be a check for $17. I sold one Planet X book. Okay, great. And now nobody buys one book from me. They buy a water filter, a complete set of books, all the CDs and DVDs. And nobody buys one book anymore from me. But that was, you know, 12, 15 years ago. And so now things have changed. So that's your idea. Don't worry about what's happening today. Your long-term investment is your goal. That's your entire goal. Investment of time, investment of money, and then you're going to see this grow and prosper. Oh, there's one other little point here. That this company's gold product is certified by the London Bullion Board of Trade. And so, in other words, they monitor the manufacturing of this product. It takes 4 years to get that certification. So this is a high-quality product. It's monitored. It's certified internationally. And so it's a very high-quality product. And on my webpage, if you see what I sell on my webpage, my stainless steel water filters, my GF water filter elements, et cetera, the stainless steel water bottles, this is the highest quality stuff you can buy. These are products that are going to be here in 1,000 years, whether we're going to be here or not. It's like my books. When I write my books, I write them for the people who will be reading these in 1,000 years. Why? Because I plan for long term. Gold has been around for 5,000 years, and if this world is still here, it's still going to be the currency of exchange in 5,000 years to come. So at any rate, go to my webpage, just look for at the very top. There's a link to sign up and then follow the other link to finish the process. Finish, get your KYC registered. Register for one of the packages. Like I say, register for the highest level that you're comfortable with. And it's just, to me, it's the central issue that we have to deal with today is controlling your monetary future. Because we let's face it, unless you live in a cave, you're going to need money. And I just one little addition here. Donald Trump took gold as a down payment on one of his office suites of a company that sells gold. They have one entire floor. And so, you know, people with money are starting to understand the value of gold and that you can exchange gold. Yeah, it has value. And since he did that, you know, I'm sure that gold is worth more money in 100 years or 500 years. That gold is still going to be there. The fiat currency is not. So anyway, this is Jim McCanny. This is my Science Hour. And as always, we are at the crossroads. Good night.